You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Episode 120, Ghostwriter Academy. Turn your passion into a profession. Imagine if you had an extra $10,000. How would that affect your life? Seriously, if you were just given an extra $10,000, how would your life change? What if you got an extra $10,000 a couple times a year? Or what if instead of $10,000, it was maybe $30,000? Or even $50,000 a couple times per year. For most of us, that would dramatically change our lives. Some of us might even be able to leave our day job and do what we love full time. Now, if writing is your passion, if that is your dream job, if that is something you would like to be doing full time, well, have you always made it be in your mind that you would have to be writing your books? Or maybe you've considered the idea of writing for hire, being a writer for hire. Now, that concept came into my awareness back in 2012. Prior to that, I had never even considered being a writer for hire for anything other than my own books. I'll tell you the quick story, and then we'll talk about how this applies to you specifically. I was in my day job, and I knew I couldn't stay. I was in an organization where the lead person set the vision, and I no longer could follow that vision. But at the same point, even though they were tapping my shoulder to be the next leader, I knew that I didn't want to wait around 5 to 10 years and wait for the senior leader to move on. So I was caught. And you might know the story, you might not, but a very close coach of mine, Chet Scott of Built to Lead, laid into me. He called me out. He basically said, "You're telling everyone else to play a big game, but you're playing small." I knew after chatting with Chet on that particular phone call on that spring day in 2012, I knew I had to make a choice. In fact, I almost vomited because I knew the choice was obvious. I needed to leave. But I've always considered providing for my family to be one of the highest responsibilities. Even though I'm a dreamer, even though I'm an entrepreneur, even though I like to take risks, none of that supersedes the ability and the commitment to provide for my family. So I was caught. Well, God in his grace had a gentleman, a friend named Scott, approach me. Scott said, "You know, I've been thinking about writing a book, and I see what books have done for you, and I see how this book has positioned you to have a bigger voice in the marketplace, to increase your influence, impact, and income. And I want you to help me with my book. Would you do it?" Now, I didn't know exactly what he was saying, but after another chat, it became obvious that Scott didn't have the skills or the time to write his own book. And so, in so many words, he said, "Carrie, could I hire you to be my writer?" Again, never thought of the concept ever in my life. In fact, I heard the concept from a friend of mine named Tim before. I knew Tim had ghostwritten, and he had also written his own books. And I said to Scott, "Well, let me think about that. I think I may do that, but I need to think about it." And so I quickly called my friend Tim, and in 25 minutes, I basically peppered Tim with all kinds of questions. Tim was gracious. He answered my questions as best as he could, but he also said he was in a current ghostwriting project and didn't have a lot of time to educate me. And so he said, here's what I would do. Here's what I would charge. Here's some thoughts to consider. And that's it. I went back to Scott and I talked with Scott and I kind of made up everything on the spot. And I said, well, Scott, here's what I think it could be. And here's what we might do. And here's an agreement. And here's some deliverables that I'll do and timelines. I made it all up. And I started ghostwriting. I knew I would not get credit. The only credit I might get is Scott mentioning it. But at the same point, I knew that that fee he was going to pay me was pretty significant. In fact, it kind of gave me enough of a safety net to say, you know what? Amidst my coaching that I'm doing on the side with this ghostwriting gig, I think I'm going to leave my day job. And I began to set in motion my departure plan. Was I scared? Absolutely. Did I know what I was doing? Not really. But the truth is that when I got down to business and wrote Scott's book for him, did the interviews, followed a process that I kind of created in my own mind, a framework, if you will, for how to ghostwrite a book, I'll never forget the day that Scott opened up the manuscript, the completed manuscript. He called me out of the blue. I was very nervous. How is he going to respond? How is he going to like this? Will he enjoy it? Will he be mad? Will he say, I want my money back? I had no clue how he would respond. I got the phone call and I heard crying on the other line. And I didn't know what was going on. And I said, is this Scott? He said, yes. And he just started crying. And he said, you nailed it. You nailed it. And I had written, I believe, 4 or 5 books of my own at this point. The way Scott responded, the fact that I knew I had helped a friend, even though unplanned, the fact that Scott said I nailed it, that I can't explain the joy that I felt in that moment. It's one thing to write your own book, but you're close to it. You're attached to it. It's your baby. It's you. When you write a book for someone else, when you ghostwrite a book, you become their voice. It's like a character in a movie. You're playing a character in a movie, and you hope that your acting skills are sufficient. The way Scott responded was one of the most satisfying experiences I've ever had in my life. To put my blood, my sweat, my tears into a manuscript, to be paid for it, and then to have somebody emotionally respond that way and say you nailed it. Then to see that book go into publication and literally be at an event where thousands and thousands of people lined up at the table, Scott autographed their book. They walked away. He took pictures. And all along the way, he said, I need to thank my writer, Cary Oberbrunner. I'll tell you what, unbelievable. Unbelievable, the feeling. Now, never sought it out. Didn't really know what I was doing totally. Figured it out along the way. But then, get this. I'm at an event. Scott's at an event. And he introduces me to a group of influential people as his writer. Guess what? One of the people in that group came up to me afterwards and said, hey, do you write just for Scott or do you write for other people? And Scott and I had no agreement where I only needed to write for him. In fact, Scott was for it. But this gentleman said, I'd like you to ghostwrite my book. And that began a process where my fees doubled. Okay. Why? Because I knew everything I was doing. I knew how much time it would take. I knew what the commitment was. I knew what the interview process was. I knew the work I could deliver. And as a result, I doubled my fees and I ghostwrote this guy's book. Amazing experience. Guess what happened next? A friend said, hey, I know a very influential person. This person has a story inside them. This person wants a ghostwriter, or at least to talk about what that looks like. Will you get on the phone and I'll facilitate the conversation? I raised my fees again and walked away with a third ghostwriting gig in a period of about 2 years. To date, I've never ghostwritten another book. Why? Because our business intentionally exploded. Our business grew. I started a publishing company. We have 400 authors. We've gone global with our teams. I've never gone back to ghostwriting, but here's the point. People have asked me how. Cary, how did you take on these ghostwriting gigs in such a way that your clients were blown away and you got a very generous payout, and you got to do what you love, which is writing. Now, the three people I ghostwrote for, all of them at that point in my life were much more successful in a business sense than me. If I mention the names of the other two and the companies that they are part of and or run, you would know what I'm talking about. For me to pay to be mentored by these three individuals, I would not even be able to afford it. But as their ghostwriter, I received the most intimate form of mentoring, i.e., hours and hours of whatever questions I want to ask. Think about that. Ghostwriting, especially with a topic that you are passionate about, is like getting a large, generous payout to receive mentoring. Now, you have to have skills. You have to actually write. You have to have the ability to interview them. You have to follow a framework. I share all that here in a moment. Hang with me. But the point is this. For some of you listening today, this is what you need. You need a gig that's going to fund your dream, and you will learn to be a better writer in the process, to be a better business person, man or woman. You will be able to be a better negotiator, to be a more savvy interviewer. I mean, there's a ton of skills that you learn in ghostwriting. It's amazing. That skill set became the tools I needed to take my business to the next level. Ghostwriting for me was an unexpected, unsought after gift that God just reached down and handed me with a ton of money to be able to learn and grow and in the end, serve someone. I learned what it was like to give concierge service to a very few elite people. People that are used to being treated extremely well, with extreme confidentiality, in a very unique relationship. These people had companies where their top managers couldn't call them. And yet, I was given unprecedented access to these people. Why? Because we were collaborating on a book together. It was one of the most satisfying experiences to do these three books. Not to mention my wife, my kids, my family. It funded our lives for several years. But here's the point. I took all those skills I learned and I integrated them into our own business, and our own business took off and became its own global business. Some of you want to be ghostwriters, and that's it. Fantastic. Amazing. Congratulations. Some of you want to ghostwrite for a time because you know you will get paid to hone your craft. You will get paid to serve someone and to be able to share their message with the world. Scott and these other two clients would have never been able to bring their amazing wisdom and lessons, life lessons, business lessons, failures, mistakes. They would not have been able to bring their message to the world had they not had a storyteller called a ghost writer. That's what we're talking about today. Today, I'm going to talk all about how you may want to consider this. Now, I've known for years I needed to create something that would help people, aspiring ghostwriters, or even people who are editors, proofreaders, people who use any form or fashion of writing for pay. How would they not only have the skills for the actual writing, but how would they also have the skills to start or scale their ghostwriting / editing business? I knew I needed to create this for a ton of reasons. One is because people asked. The other is because I have my own publishing company. And people have come to me saying, I'd love to publish a book with you. Would you please do that? We agree on their story. And then they say, I can't write it. I don't have the time. I have tons of money, but I don't have the time or I don't have the skill. I need a ghostwriter. And I would say, well, sorry, I don't really know any good ghostwriters that I trust, that understand our values, that are going to treat you the right way. I just don't know. And so I've known for a very long time that this was a gap. This was a blind spot. This was something that I not only wanted to create for people who need this, but also for people who want this. People who would become ghostwriters and editors, but also people who need ghostwriters and editors. And so the last year or so, I have said, how can we make this possible? And today, I'm going to share with you a ton of content, of tools, of tactics, of tips, all about becoming a ghostwriter. And perhaps even at the end, you'll realize maybe even in association with some of the stuff we're doing. So let's jump right in. First of all, let's talk about how in today's economy, ghostwriting is actually a respectable career. Not only is it respectable, it's becoming highly, highly sought after. In other words, there's too many people out there that need ghostwriters and quality editors that can't get them. And I'll explain why in a moment. First of all, let's talk about the standard pay for a ghostwriter. Many different surveys, studies, guilds that I've looked at suggest that the average ghostwriter starting out, who writes around a 50,000 word book, receives between $10,000 to $20,000 per project. It's pretty good. Pretty good to start out that way. Now, can you just say, hey, I'm a ghostwriter? No. Realize I had 5 books before Scott sought me out. I'm not saying you need 5 books. That's why I created Ghostwriter Academy, to help bridge the knowledge gap that you may be lacking. But here's the point. Mid-level ghostwriters receive $20,000 to $30,000 per project. Veteran ghostwriters receive $30,000 to $50,000. And celebrity ghostwriters, i.e. Hillary Clinton's ghostwriter a couple books ago, received $500,000, okay? But celebrity ghostwriters receive $50,000 or more. Or, not if it's celebrity, but if they're just really busy, if they're in high demand. Now, for me, my first book, I won't tell you how much I made, but I didn't make $50,000, okay? I'm just going to say, when I first started out, it wasn't 10 to 20, it wasn't 20 to 30, but it was 30 to 50, okay? That's all I'm saying, all right? Now, the second and third ghostwriting book that I did, The Project, and I'll tell you why I was able to charge this much, but I made much more than $50,000. Now, how? How did I do that? Because I realized that I didn't want to just give them a manuscript. I wanted to give these people an experience. I realized I could either take two or three or four projects, or I could take one and treat these people like kings and queens, take care of everything that they need, right? The manuscript, the editing. I even took care of the publication. That's how I learned how to be a publisher, believe it or not. I'm not saying you need to do that. Some people just say, I don't want to mess with any of that. I just want to write the manuscript. Great. Fantastic. You're going to also do very well. The Professional Writers Association of Canada provides clear guidelines for ghostwriters. They say, the country of Canada, you should make between $10,000 to $50,000 flat fee plus 50% of royalties. That's what the Professional Writers Association of Canada suggests for guidelines. The Writers Union establishes a great baseline, and they say, hey, between 60 to 90,000 words, we are going to recommend a minimum fee of $40,000. So at the end of the day, ghostwriting is a very cool gig. Now, if you're just starting out, you won't make $50,000. You're building your business. Notice I took less my first project. I needed to prove myself. I needed to get comfortable. I needed to produce a really good product. And once I did, boom, I didn't sit around. I scaled that thing pretty fast. I didn't rip people off. In fact, they said, great, this is very fair. This is fair for what you're providing. It's all in the layout. This is why in Ghostwriter Academy, I show you how to lay this out so that you are giving your clients or potential clients, it's called stacking the benefits. You stack the benefits of what this is going to do, what you're going to provide. Now, the variance of pay is based on several factors, including experience, competence, length of manuscript, deadline of the project. Are these people just saying, hey, I need a ghostwritten book tomorrow? That would obviously be impossible, but it would also increase your rate significantly. Deadline of the project, the whole thing, right? Ghostwriters are in high demand. Just listen to these statistics. It's crazy. Many traditional publishing houses admit that about 70% of their books are written by ghostwriters. Wow. Why? Because traditional publishers need to make money, because books cost money to do. Editors, designers, distribution, sales, you name it, right? All this stuff. So they want to publish books by people with platforms. Well, the people with platforms many times don't have the skills or time to write their book. So as a result, these traditional publishing houses, they give the celebrity or the athlete or the artist a book deal, but they know that they won't be the one writing it. So they need to pair up a ghostwriter. 99% of all books published by artists celebrities and politicians are ghostwritten. In other words, if someone is holding public office, it would be foolish and reckless to assume that this person is going to take 6 months out of their life to go take a break from public office or from their professional sports team to go write a book. It's ludicrous to think that way. In fact, the people on the board or the people who elect this official or the general manager would not be happy if this person was taking 6 months of their life to go write a book. But a ghostwriter is completely acceptable. So in the past, ghostwriting maybe had a stigma, right? A couple hundred years ago, what do you mean somebody wrote a book and it was under another name? But the reality is that the Hardy Boys series, okay, books like James Bond, these have been ghostwritten, believe it or not. Because James Patterson, right? James Patterson's another one who has a ton of ghostwriters. He's a brand. He can't keep up with the amount of books that he needs to publish or could publish with his name. So here's the point. Ghostwriting today in the ghostwriting in the past had a stigma among some circles. Today, ghostwriters are proudly displayed on the front cover. For example, Gabby Giffords, the senator, right, who was shot, I believe, in Arizona. I believe. Tim Tebow, Damon John, right, of, I believe, Shark Tank. The point is this. These celebrities are not hiding the fact that they have a ghostwriter. They're actually putting it on the front cover. They're saying Damon John with, or Tim Tebow with, or Gabby Giffords with. Okay? So the person, the author, they're called the author, is the one that has their name really big on the front cover, the author, Tim Tebow, Damon John, Gabby Giffords. But the person who's collaborating or ghostwriting the book, they are not making this stuff up. They're interviewing the person. It's just like a character in a movie. If someone plays Lincoln in a movie or someone plays Queen Elizabeth in a movie, they are becoming that person. They are not Queen Elizabeth, right? They are not Abraham Lincoln. Everyone knows that. They're playing the character so that they can storytell that person's life. So it is with ghostwriting. The only thing that gets shady is when people lie about it and say, oh no, I didn't have anybody help me with this book. Most people know that they will be found out if they're lying or pretending. There's an article out there called Which Rappers Have Used Ghostwriters? Look, this is just normal. This is common that today writers have skills. I mean, let's think about this, folks. You ever see comedy, late night comedy? Everyone knows that there's writers writing the jokes, but whoever it is, and trust me, I don't watch late night talk shows or whatever they're called, so I don't even know who's out there anymore. Forgive me. But the point, why? Because I'm working on my own stuff. I'm working on my own projects. But the point is this, like everyone knows it's writers. So do you want to be a writer? Do you want to get paid to storytell? That's a pretty cool gig if you ask me. There's an article in Fortune that says it's a great time to be a ghostwriter. Look it up. Fortune. Or go to carryoberbrunner.com/120. Everything that I'm sharing and a ton more is found there. If you want this all documented, carryoberbrunner.com/120. So, as I mentioned, I don't have time anymore to ghostwrite. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was very fulfilling, very satisfying. But then I started my own publishing company. Then I started to become an author coach. Then we started publishing 400 people, right? So ghostwriting is no longer what I do. But here's what I did realize. A, people are asking me how to do this, and B, people in Author Academy Elite said, I need an editor. I need a ghostwriter. I need a proofreader. And I did not want to send these amazing clients out to the world and say, good luck, go find somebody. Hope they share the same values. Hope they have skills. Hope they're certified. Good luck. No, that's not how I roll. If there's a problem, I want to create a solution. So that's why we created Ghostwriter Academy. Let me tell you a little bit about Ghostwriter Academy, and then I'll tell you the framework for how ghostwriting works. So in Ghostwriter Academy, and if you want to jump there real quick, go for it. This is all at ghostwriteracademy.com, ghostwriteracademy.com. The fact that you're listening to this now, if it's close to October 2017, we are just launching this, which means that if you are the first to enjoy this, like it, interested in it, check it out. Why? Because we're building a guild of ghostwriters. And these ghostwriters are going to be the go-to people, and I'll explain more about that. But here's everything you get in Ghostwriter Academy. Number one, I created an 86-page interactive guidebook with the help of my team, Abby, others who were just fantastic. They did the design. I did the writing. I know what I'm not good at. But this 86-page interactive guidebook is killer. It has everything that I used and wished I would have had back in 2012. Again, I just kind of made it up on the fly back in 2012. Gee, I don't know. We'll try this. We'll do that. I think this might work. I think this might not work. Now, I have several projects that I've used through this process, have earned some great income, have created influence, impact, and income around this model. It works. It absolutely works. My clients have been very satisfied. Number two, video modules. I knew that with Ghostwriter Academy, I wanted to create some crazy masterclass modules. So I created 7 masterclass modules comprised of 29 different videos. These videos are not hours and hours long. They are clear, concise, and direct. They are skill-based. So when I have a video that talks about how to do interviews with your client, you're going to know exactly what you need, the recording software, how to do it, what questions to ask, boom. All this is forever access so that in your own ghostwriting business or editing business, you will have forever access so that you can keep going back and going deeper and learning more. Number three, curated content. I went out and I explored for months and months and months the best of the best articles, websites, resources, so that you don't need to go out and explore and spend tons of time, months and months and months, but rather you can actually build your business. You can actually start getting clients. So I went and I curated all this content and said, here's what you need to read. Here's why. Here's what it's going to produce. Boom, 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 boom. Number four, contracts and checklists. You are going to need professional level contracts to protect you, to protect your client. You're going to need checklists so that as you have your own ghostwriting gigs, you don't forget things. Oh, I forgot to do that. Oh, bummer. Can't believe it. So contracts and checklists, you have those available. Number five, global community. Let's face it, much of the business world runs on relationships. So every ghostwriter gets lifetime membership to our global community of generous collaborators. This isn't like, hey, go through the course and good luck, have a good life. No, this is lifetime membership to our private group that is a community. I'm in there every single day. Number six, ghostwriter certification. We wanted a standard. We wanted a process. We wanted to have this certification experience so that people who actually go through the course, do the modules, enjoy the lessons, that they would become certified. And we can tell. We can tell who actually went through the course because it shows progress meters, okay? So this isn't like, hey, you know, for a small little fee, just buy your certification online. This is, we are going to certify you because we believe that standards and systems need to be in place. Now, people who've gone through it, like Nanette, like Abby, let me just read in their own words what they said, and then I'll tell you the framework of how this all rolls out. It's pretty cool. So Abby said about this, actually, let's go to Nanette first. Nanette said 5 stars. Nanette O'Neill, you can look her up. She's an author of several books. She says, Ghostwriter Academy is a must for anyone passionate about writing. The Ghostwriter Academy is a must because it's created and designed with Carrie's signature teaching style. It's solid. It's up to date. See, that's another problem. Ghostwriting has shifted in the last 5 years. If you go access some old stuff, technology wasn't even developed. I mean, think about the technology in the last 5 years. It's crazy. So this is an up-to-date course that walks you through the process of becoming a highly qualified and sought-after ghostwriter. The modules act as your private teacher and the guidebook is packed with value. Nanette is the author of A Doorway Back to Forever series, and she's the founder of the Beyond the Doorway Mastermind program. Abigail Young, she says, it's easy to understand, cutting edge, and actionable. She says, Carrie is an expert in the field of writing, publishing, and marketing, and I'm excited he has bundled his wisdom and experience into this fantastic course. In Ghostwriter Academy, you will learn why the world needs ghostwriters, how the ghostwriting business works, and where to find customers. That, my friends, is a place and a part that most ghostwriters stink at. I'm just going to be honest. They don't know where to find customers. I didn't even look for customers. They came to me. There's a reason why. There's a strategy. There's a system I teach. She says, Carrie's teaching is easy to understand, cutting edge, and actionable. If your dream of turning your passion for writing into a profession, if that's your dream, you need to take this course. And she's the CEO of her own editing company called Stressless Edits. Here's the point. I'm gonna give you the goods. I'm gonna show you the framework, exactly the framework. I'll hit the high points. You can access this all at ghostwriteracademy.com, where you can actually sign up. You will pay back the fee for Ghostwriter Academy easily 5, 10, 20, 25, 100 times back with your first gig. So I made this ridiculously low. Is it an investment? Absolutely. I've taken 15 years of my life, pushed it into a framework, created videos, you know, took a ton of time, curated content. This has been a project that has taken me once Elixir Project shut down, right? The book, the fiction book, I knew I had to do this. I knew for a long time I needed to do this. I just didn't have the time. So this is a course that is an investment. It's forever access. It's ridiculously underpriced. I had some people do valuation on it. They're like, come on, dude, you're teaching people a skill in a business that they'll be able to monetize for the rest of their lives. But here's the point. I want quality people. And so this is an introductory rate. Who knows if this might be double, tripled, quadrupled in time. Because I think once people realize like what really is involved in the course, they're going to be blown away, including certification. There's one master's degree program in the world that teaches ghostwriting. You're going to be paying a ton more money. And here's the problem with that one course. I looked at it. They don't teach you how to market yourself. They don't teach you how to brand yourself. They don't teach you how to build the business part of it in the way that you need. Most education, most formal education is theory. It doesn't teach you the actual practical day-to-day steps you need to take. This course does. So let's jump into the framework. The first module is called Your Creation Story. Again, I don't rush ahead to teach you all about the skill of ghostwriting. I say, number one, we need to work on you. It's very different than most ways of learning. I say, look, you want to create a killer ghostwriting business? You want to do some fantastic work? You need to develop as a person in these key areas. So I talk all about how you are your business. So stop hiding your story. I actually teach you how to position your story. Just like, how did I start this today? It was not by accident that today I started with a story talking about Scott and then my other two clients. That is a framework that you're going to use in your own business. You're going to tell your story because people buy you. Your clients are buying you. And you can either run from that reality and hide, or you can step into it, embrace it, and close the gaps. And that's what I do in this module. I talk about your past, your present, and your future. What is your past experience with writing? Is it non-existent? Is it dabbling? Is it you've cranked out several books? I show you how to position your story, whatever level you're at, as what I call a sticky story. Because those are the brands that people remember. Then I talk about the present side of your business. And I basically say you need to own this. Because a lot of times people say, well, I'm not a ghostwriter because I've never ghostwritten before. Okay, you are a writer. Now you are positioning yourself as a writer for hire. Okay, it's not that big of a jump, but there's several key levers you need to push and pull in your own mindset that will help you step up with confidence. Without pulling these levers, you will lack confidence and people will pick that up and they won't want to work with you. So I show you how to embrace this new identity. Then we move into the future. We move into what do you want your ghostwriting business to be? And we actually begin mapping it out. Is this just a part-time gig? Is this to pay the bills? Is this to help you become a better writer? Is this to help you become mentored in certain blind spot areas? Therefore, you're going to go after certain clients who are going to fill in those gaps for you as a side benefit for your ghostwriting. I take you deep in module one. In module two, I basically arm and equip you with why the world needs ghostwriters. Until you understand that reality, you're going to think you're a bother. You're going to think you're bugging people. Once you realize, and I pull back how ghostwriters actually save their clients time. Every one of my clients has come back to me and said, Cary, thank you. Thank you so much for helping me get my message out and for saving me time. So I'm going to take you through the time module, the skill module, the money module. And once you understand that ghostwriters save their clients time and money and that they provide a skill that's necessary, suddenly you realize you're doing people a favor. You're not bugging them. You're not bothering them. You're actually serving and helping them. And that mental shift that happens in your mind with 82% of the world wanting to publish books but not being able to, suddenly you realize the world's pretty big. And I can actually do this and I can find clients and I can make this happen. Let's go into module three. Module three, in this module, I talk about the what. Now we're starting to talk about, okay, what exactly is a ghostwriter? And there's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of ghostwriter who never even speaks to the client, who has to cobble together a book from their own social media. Maybe they're even passed away. You could actually ghostwrite a story for someone who's passed, believe it or not, all the way down to proofreading. There's a spectrum of ghostwriting down to collaborating, down to co-authoring, down to proofreading, editing. It's a spectrum, and I go over each job, each role, so that you're not confused. So that someone says, I need a ghostwriter, and really all they need is a substantive editor. Big difference. Or a developmental editor. This is where I give you a great education so you know the terms. Then I talk about the gigs, the actual gigs. Like, what are you providing for people? What service are they actually hiring you for? Then we talk about something called guilds. There's guilds out there. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the guilds that I've discovered and I found. Some of the guilds I found have been like $2,500 to join. Crazy stuff. And they don't even produce gigs. It's just a bunch of ghostwriters that talk and commiserate. Okay. What I'm going to share with you is something at the very end. Don't miss this. Hang with me on the podcast. But I'm going to talk about the guild. The guild. I said, heck with it. I see what guilds are out there. I'm going to create the guild. And is that presumptuous? I don't think so. I think if you can't find something that you want, you go create it. And so that's what we've created, something called the guild. Guilds were a term back in the medieval period, Roman period, even prior to that. And it was merchants and experts and artists and blacksmiths, and these people gathered together, and certain benefits were found by bonding together in that guild. Let's go to module four. In module four, I get into the actual how. How do you ghostwrite? I'm talking about rates, rules, and risks. Rates, what should you charge? Should you get all the money up front? What if you ask people for all the money up front? You're going to lose every time. I just prove it. I show it to you. What if you ask for all the money at the end? You're going to lose. You're going to get burned. There's a process that works. There's a system that I share that works. And now you're not just throwing a dart against the wall. Now you know an actually system that works with deadlines of projects and length of manuscript and your experience. And this formula is going to help you charge with confidence. I'm going to talk about rules, guidelines that you should not avoid, how to do a proper intake form, release form, sample contracts, things that will protect you and the client. Then in the risks video, I'm going to share all about what savvy business owners do to mitigate the risks and take the proper precautions. I'll give you a 10-step checklist so that you will set yourself up for success. Module five, the when module. Module five, I talk about a process, like when do you ghostwrite? Well, I call it consultation, collaboration, and creation. And each one is very different. In the consultation phase, there's certain things you're doing so that you're proving yourself, so that the client is saying, wow, I feel so excited about this project, but you're not bugging them too much. You need this perfect blend of not pulling away and writing in a corner in isolation and not bugging your client and asking them, what'd you think of this last sentence? What do you think of that next sentence? Either either extreme is going to kill you. I talk about how to maintain that balance. Then we're going to talk about collaboration. What if a client isn't actually okay with some of the stuff that you wrote? How do you navigate that? Do you just say, well, you're right? I mean, what if they want to advise you to do some bad storytelling, some things that aren't strong? How do you navigate that? Because this isn't just you giving the final approval, it's them. And sometimes it's you, them, and a publisher who hired you. We also talk about the creation. How do you get the message out, respect their story, their side, but also find your own voice as the storyteller? We're going to help you get you a model and a metaphor that helps you achieve all of this. Module 6, where do you find ghostwriting gigs? We're going to talk about Inward. There's a ton of people that you know right now that are probably excited about you being their ghostwriter. They could probably afford what you're doing. So you got to look inward. I show you where to look, how to look. Then I show you outward. What sites should you be going to? How do you find ghostwriting gigs for people that you don't even know? And then I show you how to look downward, because books help magnify somebody's message. They help increase somebody's influence, impact, and income. They help get somebody a bigger stage. We call that today platform. And there's a ton of people that need bigger platforms. Therefore, a book is exactly what they're looking for. They just might not know it yet. How do you raise people's awareness so that they know that they need a book? Then the final module, module 7, we talk about your career. We started with your creation story. We end with your career story. We're going to go into past. We're going to help you archive all your talents, skills, hobbies, so that you suddenly realize, you know what, I could actually write on a lot of these topics. And you can begin to find clients that are a good match, content-wise. We're going to talk about how, in your present career, how do you brand yourself? You might have a day job. You suddenly put on LinkedIn that you're a ghostwriter. You might have a conversation with your boss. How do you navigate those things, your present career as well? And then future. Your role as a ghostwriter will literally change your life and other people's lives. You become the bridge between the author and their audience. It's a sacred trust. It's an amazing experience, relationship. It's kind of what actors feel, as I've mentioned that metaphor, when they act out somebody's story, like the book Unbroken that was turned into a movie. I believe it was Unbroken. And how people who played that character, or the Chariots of Fire character, right? There's just this sacred, solemn mindset that you take on as somebody's storyteller. We'll teach you how to respect that place. And then, after all those things, if that wasn't enough, I mean, that's a pretty cool program right there. The other thing, though, that we share is this bonus module. This bonus module is only for our Certified Ghostwriter Academy graduates. It's called the Guild. And the Guild is an opportunity for our select graduates, people who go through the course and say, you know what, I love this because I'm going to create my own business, or I'm going to scale my current business as a ghostwriter or an editor. But I also want to be part of the Guild. The Guild is a place where we have a separate community. We give additional training, additional resources. It's a yearly membership. And get this, we actually funnel paying clients to you. Now, I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to underpromise. I can't create clients out of thin air, but I know I have a publishing company that's rocking and rolling and growing. And we have people all the time who need proofreaders, editors, and ghostwriters. And so by being part of the guild, it's like this extra special level that basically says, look, I'm serious that I'm not only going to get my own gigs, but I want you to actually give me some gigs. And we have a vetting process. We have a managing editor who kind of gets the submissions that come in, looks at our current ghostwriters and says, this would be a good fit. And so all those details are explained in Ghostwriter Academy. The main thing today is, what's on your heart? What's on your mind? Maybe you've never thought about turning your passion for writing into a profession. I don't know how long we're going to keep this open, the Ghostwriter Academy. We may need to close it because we have a great outpouring and we're going to take a group of students through it. So I want to encourage you to go to carryoberbrunner.com/120 and or ghostwriteracademy.com. This is the first podcast I've ever given on it. I'm pushing this out in a newsletter to our private list today. First come, first serve. So if this is something that you're excited about, if it's scratching an itch, if I've increased your awareness about what's possible, go to the site and check it out. Check it out. This is Carry Oberbrunner. It was my true honor to serve you today. I hope maybe I opened your mind to what's possible. Just like me back in 2012, when I was, quote, stuck in my day job, doing some cool things on the side, but really needing a big project to fund my departure, this became the answer. Ghostwriting. Would have never thought about it, would have never planned it, would have never dreamed about it. It just happened. And then I created a system and a structure and a process that works and used it for ghostwriting gig number 2 and number 3. And now it's my honor and privilege to invite you into the process. I'll just share that October 21st and 22nd is our annual Igniting Souls Conference. We're going to have a special ghostwriting meeting on the Friday before the conference. We're going to talk about what it means to be part of the guild. So this is happening in real time. You don't need to come to the conference to be a ghostwriter. I'm just saying we're going to give this significant time and attention because we need to raise up ghostwriters. If 82% of the population wants to write a book, they're going to need some help, and they're probably going to need your help. Be a soul on fire today. I love serving you guys. I love chatting with you. I love adding value to your lives. Drop me a line. Let me know what's going on in your life. Post a review on iTunes. All that stuff helps. If somebody you know needs to be a ghostwriter, share this with them. Our vision is to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. We can only do that with you.